from Oroville, 12th of October, 2007, on microphone Marlenka. In studio Samuel, interviews by Susana and Manuel.
My name is Joseba, and I am working right now in the housing group. I have been before in different groups, in the development group, in the economy group. And I have been involved also in certain projects in Oroville. Housing service is the service that organize, put clarity and distribute the houses available in Oroville for Orovillians and for newcomers. And then in the peculiar system of Oroville of today, we did agreement for new housing projects. We do agreements in terms of the money and conditions that the people agree when they go to a house or they go to a new community. And this is all record in the service, and for the future is available when it's needed. Also, we distribute the houses for the newcomers. Presently, the problem is that annually we receive around 100-120 newcomers, and the units available right now is only 30. These 30 units that the housing service have, in this moment, half of them has been occupied by all newcomers that has become Orovillians, and due to the lack of proper development in the last years in Oroville, they don't have house, and then they are occupying the newcomer house. So the situation is right now quite difficult. To face the present crisis that we are living in, recently have been a number of meetings between people of a housing group with L'Avenir and with the FNC. And the housing group presented an assessment that we made. And in that assessment, we explained the shortages and the projections in terms of constructions that are, will be needed in the coming years, in the next two coming years. So we were discussing together how to face this situation, and we have agreed in a number of objectives that we need to achieve. And the work is done in a, right now in a task force that has been created by L'Avenir. In this task force, there are three areas. One is to tackle the problem of urgent housing. The second big topic is how to finish all the projects in the residential zone, because many of them were started, but no one of them has been finished. And the third big area in which we are trying to put some clarity and new mechanisms is in the economic area. For the urgent solutions, in the task force, there is a small group. And we were discussing recently, and the idea is there were something like four alternatives. And then in the group was requested that each one of them should prepare a plan as detailed as possible and be presented to the group for analysis and discussion. So the agreement was that in this month of October there are four proposals that will be presented to this group, will be presented to L'Avenir, and possibly will be presented in a general meeting for discussion and approval, give green light to these projects, how they can proceed. There is another line of action with the guest houses. Recently we received also a proposal from an owner of a small guest house. And then we are discussing with them the possibility that a number of guest houses create spaces for newcomers, rooms or small houses or whatever. Each one of them, the idea is that should create some special space. And instead of giving to guests, these places will be offer only to newcomers, and we are discussing with them under what kind of time price and what kind of guarantees we could create for the newcomers to be there. So the discussion is going on, and I hope that also quite soon we will have a number of guest houses, and I think it's a good initiative, a positive initiative, really, for newcomers.
Hello, my name is Eliane, and I'm from Brazil originally. Though at the age of 19, I moved to Australia, where I lived until I came to Oroville in December 1993. When we decided to come to Oroville, my ex-husband and I were looking for an alternative way of living, a different lifestyle for us and for our children. We heard of Oroville through someone who has been here virtually since the beginning of Oroville, whose family is also in Australia. And we packed our bags and came, not knowing much about Oroville, though one of the things I knew is that there was a choir in Oroville, and that really, that was a real attraction for me, as singing is a big part of my life. When we first arrived, we lived in Pichandikulam Forest, and that was quite an intense introduction to Oroville, to collective life, a totally different way from anything and anywhere I had lived before in my life. I had always lived in big cities like Rio de Janeiro and Melbourne and London, and suddenly I found myself in a small place, and a very communal place, and there was a lot of getting used to that. And after my work in Pichandikulam Forest, we moved out, and I started working at the Oroville Library. And that gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of Orovillians in a short period of time. After 2.5 years in the library, I started working in Transition School, our Oroville's primary school. And before starting working there, I was actually looking for a place where I could develop more myself and also make the best contribution I thought I could to Oroville. And I found that in Transition School. I've been there now for 11 years, working with children in first and second grade, so they are between 7 and 8 years old. This is a work that is really inspirational, working with children, growing with them, learning from them, looking at the world the way only children can look, experiencing life in this fresh, new way. I enjoy working in a group, so I have worked with double classes for most of the time I was in transition, either two different grades together or, as I have this year, a single grade but two classes. And I often train other teachers in transition school, which is also my way of sharing all I have learned in these 11 years with people who are starting there. Apart from teaching, which I always call the base of my life, it keeps my feet on the ground, music is the other big part, which is where this is my way of flying high. And I enjoy singing in Oroville's choir, which I always think is a true expression of Oroville's human unity, where many people from different countries, we are about 30 people, can work together. And often people who wouldn't otherwise even know each other. Apart from the choir, I also sing in a Renaissance music choir, which gives me the opportunity to really refine and go deeper into singing. And I enjoy very much other styles of singing. So I have a rock and pop group in which we have a lot of fun. I also often sing jazz and bossa nova And at the moment, I'm starting working with my own compositions for the first time.
There is a marathon event being planned as part of the celebration of Oroville's 40th anniversary in February 2008. In connection with this, there will be a film project documenting this event, exploring the inner and outer connections between the marathon and the becoming of Oroville. For further information, send an email to orovillerunner@gmail.com. Drink water and stay healthy and active. It's popular in Japan today to drink water immediately after waking up every morning. Furthermore, scientific tests have proved the value of this. For old, serious diseases, as well as for modern sicknesses, the water treatment has been found to be successful by a Japanese medical society. The method is simply this. Upon awakening every morning, before brushing teeth, drink 4 glasses of water. That's 4 glasses of 160 mLs each, a total of about 640 mL. Brush the teeth, clean the mouth, but don't eat or drink anything for about 45 minutes. After that, eat and drink as normal. This seems an easy way to maintain health. Navaratri Garba Dance. On the 19th, 20th, and 21st of October, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 p.m. onwards, at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, Bharat Nevas, Oroville. The dancing will be continuous. The Gali Method was founded by Johannes Gali in the early 80s. The Gali Method makes the lightheartedness and liveliness of spontaneous acting the basis for personal growth. By acting out one's inner characters, it's possible to develop the ability to see one's own true self. It may sound paradoxical, but it's true. Acting allows the genuine person to appear. In everyone, there's a hidden clown who only wants one thing, to play life, because he suspects that life itself is a game. The clown is the master of the feelings and the body. He follows his intuition, which guides his actions, and he doesn't have a normal speaking voice. For this simple reason, the clown being provides one with the perfect training to come into the now. Experience dancing, playing expression and movement games, and act out the clown in small play scenes on Saturday the 20th and Sunday the 21st of October, all day. Registration and information, email astrid@oroville.org.in. Djembe is a West African hand drum. Beginning in the late 20th century, the djembe became very popular in drum circles all around the world. The djembe is said to contain 3 spirits, the spirit of the tree, the spirit of the animal of which the drum head is made, and the spirit of the instrument maker. It's very popular in drum circles, and in many circles it's the primary instrument, probably because it's easily portable, has a wide range of sounds, and has very distinct tones. Individual djembe classes for Orvillians, newcomers, and guests. Email djembevelu, that's djembevelu, at rediffmail.com. Oroville has lost a great friend in Dr. L. M. Singhvi, former member of the Oroville Governing Board, who passed away at the age of 76 on Saturday, October 6th. Last February, Dr. Singhvi delivered the keynote address at a seminar on Jean Monnet, Uniting People, which was organized by Pavillon de France in Delhi. His speech demonstrated his knowledge of Sri Aurobindo's philosophy and also his deep commitment to Oroville. Dr. Singhvi will be remembered with gratitude. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.